What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tomatolito Boxing Show. And well, I should say welcome myself back. It's been a long year. It's been a while since the last time I had an opportunity to speak to you all, to sit here in front of the mic, grab a drink, and just talk about the sport that we all follow, that we all adore, that we all love so much, and that being the sport of boxing. Of course, every so often, those of you that follow the show, you guys know that I dive into combat sports as a whole, whether it be UFC or ONE FC, Bellator, PFL. A lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts within the MMA community. BKFC has been doing some amazing things this year, but I'm glad. I'm glad and I'm happy that I'm getting the opportunity once again to sit here in front of this mic and speak to you all. Nonetheless, it's been over a year since the last time that I was here speaking to you, and I think the last fight that we covered that we recapped was the David Morrell fight, where his opponent ended up sustaining severe injuries and ended up ending up in a coma, hospitalized and in a coma. Nonetheless, we're here. It was a busy end to last year. It was a busy, busy start to 2023. And it's always been in my head, and I've kept track of the sport and sports for that matter, as they've been, and I've been tracking the fights. I've been tracking the big fights. This by far has been one of the best in that come to mind. One of the absolute best years for boxing, in its history. We had a few months there that has slowed down, but man, I mean, we've had some amazing, amazing, amazing fights, and I can't wait to talk to you all about them. We'll start recapping the whole year as we're dwindling down, but I'm glad to be back. I'm blessed. A lot of lessons, a lot of hard lessons that I've learned this year, and a lot of good lessons, a lot of humbling lessons. But it's been a good year overall. Blessed to be here, happy to be here and to be sitting in front of you all once again. And I can't wait to continue talking about the sport that we all love so much. A lot of big fights and all this. Of course, it couldn't be more fitting for me to be sitting here in front of you and full of gratitude as the year has gone on. Those of you that have followed the show continue to download, and I continue to get the updates of the amount of clicks and downloads that the episode's giving and getting. And I know a lot of you are clicking, wondering if there's new content that's there, and I abandoned you guys. I apologize for that, because there hasn't been any new content for well over a year, just a couple weeks past the year mark, and it wasn't my plan. It was not my plan to be sitting out on the sidelines that long. It was not my plan to just walk away. Every chance that I thought I was going to get to sit here in front of the microphone and speak to you all, for one reason or another, it just didn't happen, and time's just flying by. But here I am. As soon as I had an opportunity to get back here and a few minutes to get away, I immediately came back to you all. So I'm appreciative that the downloads continue to happen, clicks continue to go. Although the show's not obviously took a bit of a standstill this year. We're ready to go. We're ready to go. We're going to dwindle down this year with a bang and hit 2024 really hard and get this show to new levels. I am appreciative. There's a lot of new downloads, a lot of curiosity out there as to what the show brings. And because of it, a lot of people have been liking the old catalog, checking out the old catalog that I left there, over 160 episodes that are out there. And well, here it is. I got a drink here next to me, keeping me company, and I cheer to you all, especially on this special weekend, wonderful weekend that we just completed, that being Thanksgiving weekend. I hope that you each find yourselves in great health, safe, and surrounded by those that you appreciate and admire and love the most, whether it be friends, family, what have you. I hope you find yourself in great standing. I am here. I'm ready to go. And it's been a hell of a year, but I can't wait to tell you guys all about it and get the show back on the road. I'm very appreciative to be sitting here, and I'm very appreciative that you're listening to me. And again, like I told you guys before, those of you that know the episode, those of you that know the show, you guys know that that I always I'm appreciative for those of you that listen to me, whether you're driving to work in the morning or driving home from work, and you utilize me to wind down, and whether it is to get your day going, if you're gonna get your day going, then you use me to wind up. If you're listening to this on your way home from a long day of work, a long day of school, then obviously you utilize the show to wind down and mellow into to the rest of your evening. If you listen to the show and I'm lucky enough to accompany you on a run, on a walk, on your workout, to help you get pumped up, as you're working out or as you're training, then even better. I am blessed, and I am thankful and grateful that you listen to me and that you take the time to listen to the show, most of all, and continue to do my part to bring you guys fresh and new dialogue that you can take with you and run off whenever you have your gatherings, and for the next big event, next big boxing fight, or if you're at a bar and you need something to break the ice with people that are there just spewing the same old BS that they get, clickbait BS that you see all over online. Hopefully you get something from my content to be able to combat and bring to the table as far as those awesome conversations and often tend to turn to arguments. But if you got good content supporting you, then you got the winning hand already, in my opinion. So, well, with that said, obviously you guys see that I'm stumbling on my words because there's so much to get to. There's so much to cover. It's been one of the absolute best years in boxing, in my opinion. The other years that come to mind would be 2007. That's how long it's been since I could think of a year that's been so great for boxing. And that year, of course, was the big mega pay-per-view with De La Hoya and Mayweather. This year we had Crawford and Spence, which took all the notoriety. But there's been tons of fights that have happened this year that we could talk about, similar to that of 2007, where you had the best of the best at that time competing. Kelly Pavlik, Joe Calzaghe, Marco Antonio Barrera, Eric Morales, Juan Manuel Marquez, Manny Pacquiao, Bernard Hopkins, Taylor. I mean, you name it. It was one of the absolute best years for boxing, 2007, and it always stuck with me. And this year started that way with Gervonta Davis. We've had Haney and Loma. We had Spence and Crawford. You name it. It's been, I would have to start tracking down every single month. We had Caleb Plant and Benavidez. We've had Canelo. We had Charlo daring to be great in September, challenging Canelo, going up two divisions. Although the fight didn't turn out like we expected, it was pretty admirable to see somebody step up like that. So a lot to get to, and of course, finishing up Thanksgiving weekend, we had a big showdown and a couple big showdowns this past weekend, and I can't wait to talk to you all about them. So with that said, without further ado, let's get back to work.